This podcast is for hoteliers who, like us, are tired of the status quo and want to shake things up in a big way. We exist to help you transform your properties through powerful marketing and sales strategies. My name is Joe Gray, and this is Hotel Launch. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I want to talk about how companies will lie to you. Contacts will lie to you about how many room nights they say they're going to do and how you can handle it. And this is how I handle it. I trust and believe them even though I know they're lying to me. Is that bad? I don't know. But this is what I found, at least from my personal experience doing this for years now, is that if I just trust them, then they may surprise me. There will be a lot that don't surprise me and that don't really produce many room nights. But I mean, who even cares? Like if I gave them, I'm not sending them booking links. So if I like gave them a good rate and they never produce a single room night for me, I don't really care. Because my onboarding process is really fast. It doesn't take me much time. The negotiation didn't take me much time. And so really, like, it just is what it is. Like, and most people are going to lie to you. Like, I've had companies be like, yeah, I come 5 to 10 room nights a month. And then they, like, I don't see them ever again, you know? So it's like, who even knows, you know? And, you know, some of those people are like projects and they didn't tell me that. And then they get their project changed or whatever. I don't know. But I do think it's interesting. I think people tend to get frustrated. And here's the thing I don't do. I don't get bitter about it. I don't like get angry about it and reach out to the person, because sometimes they surprise me. Like, we have this company that we put on months and months and months ago. And it's funny because she would reach out to me sometimes and be like, oh, do you guys have any hotels in this location? Or can you connect me with the person in this location? I just try to be nice and like I found a contact online and I'm like, hey, you know. But the funny thing is whenever they needed rooms there, the other hotel couldn't provide them because they were full already. So because they had like big conventions in the area or something like that. But I just kept reaching out and kept being nice to her. And eventually, all of a sudden this last week, she reaches out. She says, hey, I need 5 rooms for 4 nights. I'm like, oh, that's great. Awesome. That's why you keep the relationship alive, right? You just keep the relationships alive because they may surprise you 6 months down the road, or you may never see them again. But at that point, who even cares? You know, but yes, they may surprise you 6 months down the road. And then if they need a double queen on a Friday night and they just need one room and they haven't been here in 6 months, well, you don't have to necessarily honor that for them. You know, like most of my agreements are handshake agreements anyways. And if they need, at that point, they're in breach of contract anyways. Like, so we don't necessarily need to honor it if it's one person for a Friday night, a double queen, you know what I mean? So I try to be nice about it, but yeah, I just try to keep as many relationships alive as possible. And that's what I need to keep reminding myself of too, especially early on with properties. It's like, in the first few months, it's going to be up and down. You know, you're trying to figure out, you know, you're adding these companies and you're building a base, and you're going to have some companies that produce a lot of room nights 1 month and then nothing the next month. And that just is travel. That's just travel. Very rarely do we find companies that aren't KNRs, right? That aren't the big dogs that are producing. I mean, we've only got a couple of them that are like consistent every month. Like, you know what they're going to produce. You know, the rest of them, we just have like tons of relationships. And then 1 month or for 2 months, they don't do anything. And then all of a sudden they bring a big group in for a week for, you know, one of the months, out of every 3 months or something. Right. And so I just have it. We just have enough of those relationships at this point where it's like, we kind of know what numbers we're going to produce every month. And it took us a while to build up to that. Right. It's not just like an overnight switch. Like, you just figure it out right away. It takes some time to build that up, and then you have to nurture and keep those relationships alive. And if you do that, and I'm not saying you nurture and keep those relationships alive through, like, I don't do any like lunches. I don't do anything crazy. Like, I get it. Maybe that can help. And maybe some of you, that's a bread and butter thing. That's awesome. Cool. That's not me. I'm more of a marketer. I'm more like the guy in the back on the computer, like hood up, just typing away, you know? And so that's what I'm all about. And so I keep my relationships alive just through direct outreach via email, and I automate that process on the back end. So I'm reaching out every couple of weeks and just making them know I'm there, and then I can support them with their reservations and stuff like that. But I just think like it's important to know that it's just all about, like, it's going to take time to build up, and then it's all about how many relationships you have, because most people are going to lie to you about, they're going to say they're more consistent than they are, and they're going to say they come more than they do. And that's okay. That's okay. Just work with them. Just work with them, because they probably have no idea how much travel they actually do. You know what I mean? Like, it's not an easy thing to predict. So, and I get that. And so I'm very patient with the people that I work with. And I know that if I build enough relationships, and it takes me a while, you know, you start to see results if you're really doing a lot of outreach like we do. You know, with our program, we're doing tons of text message, email outreach, to, you know, a lot of different types of people. And we can add, hopefully 1 to 2. Sometimes you add more. Sometimes, you know, maybe you go a couple of weeks without adding any new accounts, but then one week, you'll hit like 3 or 4 new accounts. And so it kind of adds up to around like 1 week, depending on the size of your property. But the thing is, you just keep doing that, and you keep working, and you keep trying. And, you know, within a few months, you start to see some decent results. And maybe you even have like a couple really good months because, hey, you found a couple companies that produced a lot of rooms that month, you know, because they were there on a project or something like that. But then over 6 months to a year, you start to really develop a lot of relationships if you're doing a lot of outreach over 6 months to a year. And that's why I use automation, but I just try to make this part of my daily process. Like, and I learned this as when I was a missionary, and I served a mission for my church in Iowa and Brazil. And what I found was that if I didn't keep, and we didn't call it this, but you have to, like, obviously, because it wasn't like a sales thing, but there's a lot of parallels, there's a lot of similarities. But I found that if I didn't keep like a pipeline alive, like if I didn't have constant new people that we were talking to, then we would run flat and we wouldn't have anyone to teach. And so it was interesting to learn that as a 18, 19 year old, because I learned that I had to, like, in Iowa, it was, I mean, given we knocked a lot of doors, right? So we were those annoying people, but it was really character building. And honestly, I'm so grateful for it. And if you're listening to this, you know, they've got a good message, you know, bring it, let them in, give them some water. But like, we knocked a lot of doors. And so we were doing finding efforts all the time, trying to find new people to talk to. And in Brazil, I remember our leader in the area, he told us, he had this thing where he was like, because you usually go around in pairs of two. He said, each of you should contact, because there's a lot of, in Brazil, it's not, you're not really knocking doors. You're like, I mean, you can clap at doors. It's like a weird, it's different. It's totally different, right? The culture down there, and there's gates around everything. But we were actually contacting more people on the streets because everyone was walking around on the streets. And so he wanted each of us to do 10 contacts a day at least, right? And if you did more, then you typically taught more people, right? Just kind of how it works, volume. And so I have different things, different, like, I've kind of taken that, and I have different things that I do every day. And they're like, I would say, obviously you have to like focus in, and like, you have to answer all the emails, and you have to do all the things, you know, fill out the RFPs, do all that stuff that you need to do. But my outreach is one of my main priorities that I do on a daily basis. Sometimes I miss it, and so I definitely try to do it the next day. But that outreach, it's the lifeblood of what we're doing. It's the lifeblood of the hotel. And if I'm not doing that outreach, I know that eventually the sales are going to suffer. Even if we're having like a really good month, I know that the sales are going to suffer if I don't do that outreach. So I've just like figured out different things to do where I know, okay, I'm going to do these 2 or 3 tasks every single day. And if I do these 2 or 3 tasks every day, then I know that we're going to be able to produce these types of room numbers consistently, you know, for the next year. You know what I mean? And so I think you have to figure out what those tasks are, and you have to do them on a daily basis. Like, you have to make outreach a priority, like, and maybe even priority one. Obviously, you're responding to everything you need to respond to, but like, if you just do outreach like once every couple weeks or once a week, like, you're not going to be nearly as successful as if you build in some systems. And that's why I use technology. That's why I use automation. But anyways, you know, I digress, but there's just so much to sales. And I think that, and it's really not that confusing. Sales is like really not that confusing. Like, it's like, you just, it's pretty simple. It's build a pipeline, like, just do a lot of outreach. And obviously you have to figure out how to do whatever that is that you're doing. Like, some people do office visits, whatever, they drive by other hotels late at night, stuff like that, to see what cars are there. I just do a lot of email and text message outreach for me, because I'm more of like a marketing guy. Like, I like that stuff. I'm not necessarily like a sales guy. I don't love the in-person, like, and I just don't feel like it's as scalable for me. And I feel like I can get better results in other ways now with all the technology we have. So, but yeah, so it's sales isn't that confusing. It's just making sure you're doing those finding things every day, and then, you know, landing deals and keeping the relationships alive. That's what it is, right? And the more relationships you have, the more room nights you're going to get, right? And it's going to take you a couple months to start seeing actual room nights come in, like real production. And then it's going to take you consistently for 6 months to a year. Like, there's no secrets here. Like, you do it consistently for 6 months to a year, you're going to have a really solid base, and you're going to continue to add to that base and build and build and build. And it just is what it is. Because typically the people who are listening to this, you're probably not like the big brand hotel, like the Courtyard Marriott in the smaller market, or the, you know what I mean? Like, you're not getting all these calls all the time and all this production. So you need to do more outreach. You need to be more aggressive. So anyways, I hope that all makes sense. I kind of went all over the place there for a second, but yeah, there's just, sales isn't that hard. And it's, I mean, the most hard part of sales, the most difficult part of sales, is just being consistent and realizing that it takes more volume than you realize. And you should really use technology to do that, because it's going to be hard if you don't. So, but yeah, it often takes more volume and more relationships than you realize. You're like, you're not just going to like have 10 relationships and it just be like, oh, like it's butter. Like, you're just like slinging room nights with 10 relationships. Like, no, like, we've got, at this point, we've got, like, at one of our hotels that we've been doing this at for 2 years, given a lot of those are like, a lot of these people aren't producing room nights, but we've got like probably between 150 to 200 companies that have signed up to our program. So just a thought, just kind of interesting. But it does just take more relationships than you realize. So I would just figure out some ways to add new companies to the mix more often, because if you do, you're going to be a lot more successful. So, and obviously it depends on the market, but, and how many rooms you have at your property. But anyways, I hope you guys think about that. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and hope you guys have a great weekend. Bye, everyone. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. We recently just launched a new program. It's called the Hotel Launch Program. This program allows our team to come in and do sales for your hotel for you. It costs $5,000 for 3 months, which is less than you'd pay a front desk agent. And we guarantee that you'll make at least $5,000 back. So it's basically a free investment. And we believe you'll actually make more than that, especially in the long run, a lot more than that. So if you're interested, go to www.saleshop.io/hotel-launch and join the program today.